I'd like to welcome everyone to Love Notes, your fantasy, your Friday night ritual here in the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies. I'm your companion for the next hour of poems, songs, dedications, and reflections designed to bring you closer to love, whether you're falling in it, remembering it, or trying to find your way back to it. Tonight, we'll laugh at quirks that make us adore someone, sit with the bittersweet ache of love's past, and explore the ways presence transforms intimacy into something unforgettable. Welcome, welcome, everybody. It's so nice to have you here. Hello, Alex. So nice to see you this evening, my dear. Thank you for joining me live. Always appreciate it. Very much so. Oh, thank you for the hearts. I love them. Thank you. Oh, I just love them so much. And we're going to start tonight with a poem. All right. It's from The Prophet by Cahill Gibran from 1923. Love gives not but itself and takes not but from itself. Love possesses not, nor would it be possessed. For love is sufficient undo love. I chose this poem tonight because it reminds us, love isn't about ownership. It isn't about control. It's all about showing up willingly, wholly, and without keeping score. That's what we're here tonight to celebrate. All right, huh? That sound pretty good? So let's begin with a playful note, because sometimes love shows up in the smallest, silliest moments. Now, I'm about to read the first dedication of the evening. When I do this, you'll hear the dedication. And for the podcast listeners who will be listening to this later on tonight or maybe tomorrow, I stop. So the song is recorded for copyright reasons. If you would like to join me live on Fridays from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time here on TikTok at the period, Passion Period Zone, you're more than welcome to submit your dedication and to listen to it live along with the song. Because you know what's nice when we dedicate a song to somebody? For a moment, you are in their thoughts. Oh, yes. If you've ever wondered why somebody would pop into your head, that's why. Because they're thinking of you at that moment. And even though I'm reading the dedication and I'm playing the song, you are the one who sent me the dedication. So your energy is in it. All right? Energy is there. When I play it, when I tell you the dedication, I play the song, they think about you. If even for a split second, now, it's up to them whether they continue to think of you or not. But for that split second, you enter their mind. That's just a little bit of wonderful, isn't it? Yes, it is. Thank you, Alex, for all the roses. I love them. Love, love, love them. Thank you so much. And for this first dedication, this note comes from Priya in Austin to her husband. You drive me crazy. You take my fries every time we go out. I ask you if you're going to order fries. You say no. Then you end up taking half of mine. And of course, I let you all the time because I love you, right? And you always grin when you get caught stealing my food. And the song that they would like to play for you is called Crazy Little Thing Called Love from Queen. All right. That was Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. It was the 2011 remix of it. Love a little bit of Queen in the evening, for sure. Now, isn't that the truth, something about love? Sneaking food from each other's plates, of course, unless you're Joey from Friends, because Joey doesn't share food. But you sneak fries off your plate. Maybe you sing off key in the car. And you could sometimes leave toothpaste in the sink, right? But those are little quirks that keep smiling. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you got someone who makes even their little mischiefs adorable. Oh, yes. Let me know. You know, music like this reminds us that love doesn't have to be serious all the time. In fact, the playful moments are often the glue that keep two people together, and they keep them close when life gets heavy. Because you know what? Life does get heavy. It happens. We can't get away from it. You know, just look at the past week or two, right? It's been kind of heavy. I hope you don't do the hypervigilance of news. I don't care where you're at, on what side you're on, or whatever that for when it comes to what's going on in the world. Anytime you're hypervigilant when it comes to news stations, all that information, especially mostly crap that's coming and hitting all of us, it lowers your vibration. And when it lowers your vibration, if you are in a relationship, it lowers the vibration of the person you're with as well. Because when you're close with somebody, when you share a life together, you have many, many times you exchange energy. You exchange energy when you're having a conversation in the same room, when you send each other text messages, when there are intimate moments. There's always an exchange of energy. And if you come in there just scattered, upset, bombarded with everything you've taken in for the day, it is very easy for you to pass on that energy to the person you love, right? And of course, if the person you love happens to be in a fantastic mood and is all happy, that mood can also pass to you, correct? But why make relationships more difficult than they need to be? If possible, stay away from the news. If you need to know what's going on, if it means that much to you, take a gander, take a look, all right? Give yourself like a half an hour to get caught up on news, and then that's it. And this is the same with social media. You don't want to go doom scrolling. You know, phones are wonderful. But I just talked to a couple this past week where when they go to sleep at night, they both get in their beds, they both brush their teeth, put their jammies on, wash their face. And instead of getting in bed and, I don't know, maybe talking about how their day was, maybe give each other 5 minutes to tell one another, you did this one, whatever it may be. When you emptied the trash out today, that showed me that you loved me. When you put your hand on my shoulder, that was something today that you showed that you loved me. Okay. Talking like that before you go to sleep has both of you, you know, sleeping well, right? But if you get on your phones and you're doing the doom scrolling, just flip through, seeing what the world's doing, right? Not only does that take away of time you could be talking to your partner, but it also takes you down that doom scroll rabbit hole, right? And once you go down there, that leads you to someplace else, which leads you to someplace else. And before you know it, you're not sleeping because you're thinking about everything you just saw on social media, which makes you grab your phone in the middle of the night to keep looking at social media. So you need to be careful with that. Just an FYI, because I talk to people every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sometimes on Sunday, about their love lives and about intimacy. So I know when something is not going how a couple wants it. And you both sitting on your phones, doom scrolling before you go to sleep, isn't going to have the relationship whatsoever. I am a big opponent of having the phone in your room with you in case there's an emergency. But, you know, there's a time and place for everything. Maybe you doom scroll for 5-10 minutes and then you stop, tell each other something good that happened during the day, and you go to sleep, or vice versa. Now, something else you can do before you fall asleep, other than doom scroll, is you can read a romance story. I'm telling you, reading a romance book really does help your intimate life considerably. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because reading a romance book and doing it consistently, meaning you read at least a chapter a day every single day, When you read or listen to a story, your imagination kicks in. When your imagination kicks in, your brain cannot tell the difference between what you're imagining and what is real life. So it puts everything into the real life category. And if you read every single day, when you're not reading, your brain's like, Allie's not reading Allie's not having romance at this moment in time, because of course it thinks it's real life. She's not having romance at this point in time, but it's important to her, so let's have her think about it. So then romance and intimacy pop into my head at the strangest times, right? I could be at the grocery store. I could be using the vacuum cleaner or poop a scoop in the litter boxes, whatever it may be. But it just pops right on in there. It's kind of like, WTF, where did you come from, right? But romance books are awesome. And in the romance book spotlight this evening, I'd like to mention The Light We Lost by Jill Santopolo from 2017. This week's romance spotlight is, as I mentioned, The Light We Lost. It's a sweeping story about love, choices, and how the paths we take and the ones we don't shape us forever. It's not just about romantic love, but about how love teaches us who we are. The novel, it asks a pretty haunting question. What if one small choice, what if it changes everything? Have you ever looked back at a decision you've made and wondered what might have been? Maybe the person you never kissed, or you never approached to ask out on a date. Maybe it could be a job you didn't take, the move you didn't make. There's always something we didn't do, right? All of us, because once we make a choice, all the other paths fall away. So what do you think? Throw an emoji in the chat if a book has ever hit so close to your own life that you had to put it down and take deep breath. Anybody ever do that besides myself? I know there has to be other people out there like me. I can't be just me doing this, right? Right. And if you're joining here on Love Notes in the Passion Zone, I'd love it if you shared this with your friends. I'm only on for an hour from 9:10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'd love it if more people could join. The more people are here, the more love is spread around. And quite frankly, I think the better off we feel, right? That's what I think. But back to that romance story. Stories like that remind us that love is never wasted, even if it doesn't last, right? Every connection leaves an imprint. For the good or for the bad, it still leaves an imprint. And you energetically carry that imprint with you. That's why when, a relationship ends, because nothing lasts forever, nothing. You could be in a long-term relationship and maybe, unfortunately, one of you pass away, or for one reason or another, you guys break up and you move on to the next relationship. When you move on to the next relationship, unless you cleanse your energy with maybe some good frankincense, mayhaps, or some sandalwood or some sage, you're going to carry the energy from the previous relationship into whatever current relationship you're looking for. Now, not everybody acts the same in a relationship, don't they? So I have to turn a fan on. Oh my God. There we go. Your previous love doesn't mean that your current love is going to act like them, correct? Everybody's different. Everybody comes with baggage. Everybody comes with their experiences. And when you fall in love with somebody, you not only fall in love with their potential, which a lot of people fall in love with someone's potential, then that's it. You fall in love with the whole person. You fall in love with what's good with them, what's not so good with them. And you do the best you can, right? Because, love is respect. You have to respect the other person. You have to show them you are a steady a steady sail in a storm, that you're by them no matter what, right? Yes, that's what I thought too. So we're going to go on to our next dedication. And this next note is from Omar to his girlfriend. You are my sunrise and my safe place. Thank you for making every day brighter than the last. And the song that Omar chose is Better Together by Jack Johnson. And before I play the song, let me remind you that if you too would like to have a dedication for this hour for somebody, please go up to my profile in TikTok, click on it, it'll take you to my link page. Look down on my link page and you're going to see, I think it's the second one down, to make your dedication for Love Notes. And if you are listening to the podcast version of this tonight or the next day, you can always, again, you can go to the Passion Zone, look for Love Notes up at the top in the menu, click on it and submit your dedication that way. Because what happens when you submit a dedication and I say it, plus play the song, the person you sent the dedication to will think about you, even if it's for a split second. And then it's up to that person whether or not they keep thinking about you. All right? So that said, let us go with Better Together with Jack Johnson. All right. That was Jack Johnson. Better Together. It is not the dream. I mean, think about it. To have someone who makes you feel both excited to wake up and safe enough to fall asleep. That balance of spark and security is what deep love is all about. Give me an emoji in the chat, everybody, if you found someone who feels like home, or if you're still holding out the hope that someday you will. I would love to find somebody like that again. I love love. I do. I am a hopeless 100% romantic. And I think by being here and us talking about love and making our dedications, we are, in our small part, putting some more love out there into the world. And I think that is of the utmost importance. That song, Better Together, it makes me think of, I was sitting here thinking, it makes me think of Sunday mornings. Coffee, cozy blankets, nothing really on the agenda, but being with somebody, right? Sometimes the most romantic thing isn't a grand gesture. It's not. It's simply being there side by side. And that's absolutely wonderful, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, I want to remind you that next Friday is the 25th, 26th. What is next Friday? 27th? Whatever next Friday is. I will not be here to do Love Notes next Friday. I will be in Kent listening to John Waite. And if you are Gen X at all, you will know who John Waite is. And I am looking forward to it. This will be the third or fourth time I've seen him this year. It's wonderful every time. He puts on such a good concert. I think he's 75 now. 75 was at Rick Springfield when I saw him. Rick Springfield, I think, is 77, 78, which is unbelievable because Rick Springfield kicks some serious ass when I saw him in concert several months ago. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing John Waite again. It's going to be a blast. And if I remember, in the midst of me having a really good time, I'll go live while I'm there, just basically to say hi and, you know, here's John Waite, woohoo, something like that. I don't know, but I'll think of something. But it will be fun. I won't be here, so there won't be any no Love Note next Friday, no Love Note podcast next Friday into Saturday, but I will be back the following week. Yes, indeedy do, to talk about more love, love, love. And I've been thinking about different things that I can do with the love spin on it. Different types of maybe r services that I can offer when it comes to maybe teaching, do a workshop on how to write a really good love note to somebody. Huh? That would be fun. Writing a love note and a good love note is a lost art, right? And I don't know anybody out there. He, she, they, doesn't matter. Everybody likes to be desired. Everybody likes to be loved. And I think if I had a love note workshop, it'd be a blast. We could write the beginning a love note, right? Write the beginning of a love note in class. Do the beginning and the middle and the end. And we can go over what should be in each part. And I can give examples so that you write the best love note you can. That is a great idea, Allie. I just came up with it, so I can write this down someplace. Do I have a piece of paper? Nope, that's not gonna work. Aha. We're gonna write it on this. Love note class. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Love note class. It will be fun. Yeah. Love note class. Everybody. I don't care who you are. Everybody likes to get a love note from somebody they love. They just do. And it's a lost art. It really is. Maybe we'll do a love note. So you have the main love note. And maybe we'll go over some text messages you can send too. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? I think that'd be good. Love note class with text messages too. Because who doesn't want some nice, wonderful text message in the middle of the day from somebody you are in love with? I mean, wouldn't that be great to get from somebody or for you to send to somebody you love? And it's more like, hey, how you doing, baby? There's more to it than that. We could do, hey, how are you, baby? But there has to be a bit more to it. Yeah. Hey, B. Nice to see you. Long time no see. I need to see you again. My hair is a disaster. Yeah, it is. Yeah, just love the love note idea. I do. I am gonna do a class around that, but I've been thinking. Miss you too, honey. Miss you too so much. I gotta get myself back down to Worcester. Gotta. Yeah. Oh, I got so much to fill in on. Oh, good Lord. So much has happened since the last time you and I sat down and had a little chat. So, it is great to see you here. Thank you for joining us here on Love Notes. But yeah, I think the Love Note class would be a good thing. I have been thinking about love and different things that I can do to get people into expressing love more. You know, because again, as I mentioned earlier, life and the things that keep getting, shot towards us from streaming, from TV, from news media, from social media, from just talking to somebody at work. Right? It all comes flying at us. And there needs to be a counterpart. There needs to be something to counteract all the crap that gets thrown at us. Right? And don't forget, guys, if you're here, hello. But don't forget to share love notes with your friends. I'd love for more people to join us. And if you want to send a dedication to somebody, please go to my profile, click the link. It'll take you to my link page, the second link down, click on it, and you can make a dedication to somebody. You don't have to pick the song if you don't want to, or you can pick the song and I'll come up with a dedication. But remember what I said earlier. Anytime you send a dedication to somebody, even though I'm reading it and I'm playing the song, for a split second at least, you're in their brain. They're thinking about you. Now it's up to them whether they think about you longer than that split second. But that's why you're in there, because you were thinking of them. And I with the dedication and song. Got you in. Yes. So this is good stuff. I would love it if you did a dedication. And since I won't be here next week, remember, next Friday, I won't be here. I'll be up in Kent seeing John Waite. Cannot wait to see John Waite. And yeah, it's also my 40th reunion weekend. What? 40 years. Wow. Yeah. Always amazed I'm still alive. Not going to lie. Always amazed. But let's move forward here to the desire drop, shall we? So tonight's desire drop is all about being present, your presence within love. In my, what I call my Shibi Meek model, presence, it happens to connect to the energy and the emotions pillars. And desire does bloom when you are truly present. It can't possibly bloom and stay in bloom, so to speak, if you're preoccupied doing something else, like doom scrolling or playing, what is that one game? King something? I don't remember the name, but I keep seeing stupid commercials for it. Yeah, can't remember. But if you're playing games or doom scrolling or doing something else other than paying attention to the person who's next to you in bed, you're not being very present. And your presence isn't being felt within the relationship. And this goes for both of you. This isn't just on you. It takes people to have a relationship. It only takes one person to ruin it. So the more present you are, better. Right? You know, think about how many times you might have been distracted, possibly, in a moment of intimacy. Right? If you're with somebody long enough, neither one of you have to pay attention during your intimate moments, because you probably have a routine planned out with what works with both of you. And quite frankly, you both are on muscle memory. And neither one of you needs to pay attention. But if you don't pay attention, if your mind is on maybe somebody from work or your to-do list that you've got to get done before you fall asleep at night or what you have to do when you get up in the morning, you're not paying attention. There's no presence in the relationship, right? So trying to put your to-do list aside, not wanting to check your phone, not already thinking ahead to what's next, focusing on the now, presence is the secret ingredient. When you put the phone down, you pay attention, you make eye contact, you breathe in sync, suddenly the everyday ordinary stuff feels kind of extraordinary. Remember how extraordinary everything felt when the two of you met? And that sizzle, what happened? Huh? You know, it takes work to have that sizzle keep going. But if you both are working on it, that sizzle can last for decades. So here's a practice for the week, all right? Take 5 minutes with your partner. No distractions, no talking, just eye contact and slow breathing. And notice, do this for like 1 to 3 minutes. One minute's probably good enough at first until you're used to doing this. But notice how quickly energy builds when you are both fully there. If you've ever felt more connected through silence than words, drop me an emoji in the chat. And if they're single, that's a very good question. Thank you for bringing that up. If you're single, it's kind of hard to be present with somebody. But if you are silent in the moment, maybe you are thinking about the person you wish to draw into your life. Do you know who this person is? Do you know their name? If you know their name, think about them, especially if you know who they are. If you do not have somebody in mind, a specific person, but you have certain qualities that you are looking for in somebody, close your eyes and for a minute, think about those qualities. And kind of, I always like to think that you are not really the Death Star, but I go back to Star Wars. Death Star and you've got the tractor beam and you're pulling somebody in. That's what it's like, really. If you close your eyes and you focus in on somebody like that, you draw them to you. Your vibe, your energy raises, and you're drawing the person to you. So thank you so much for asking that question on what they should do if they're single. Thank you. Thank you. And presence, being present in the moment, is intimacy's amplifier. It takes what's already there and it amplifies it. And provided that you both are doing well and you're having a good time in the relationship, mutual respect, mutual love, mutual desires for intimacy from one another, this amplifier, this supercharge, wow, can that be a good precursor to some really good sex? Okay, really good sex. And if you joined just at the moment I'm saying really good sex, welcome. Welcome to Love Notes. I'm glad you are here. And we're going to go forward to have our third dedication of the evening. Remember, if you would like to send in a dedication, and I'll do this not next Friday because I'm not going to be here. The following Friday, I'll do your dedication. Try to do for an hour right now. Please go to my profile on TikTok. Click on it. Click the link. It'll take you to my link page. Second one down is the dedication. Click on it. Right, fill out the form however you want to and send your dedication in. And I'll be doing it in 2 weeks from now. If you're listening to this on the podcast, either tonight or tomorrow, some other time next week, you go to the Passion Zone, thepassionzone.com, and look at Love Notes Live. You're going to see it up there in the menu. Click on it. It'll take you to the page where there's a nice big old button there that says submit your dedication. And there you go. Take off to the dedication page, fill it out, send it in. Everything's free. I'm not charging for dedications. And what have I been saying? If you send the dedication and I read it and I play the song, whoever's dedicated to, and you don't have to tell me a name if you don't want to, but whoever's dedicated to, when I dedicate the song and I send it out for a split second, right? They're thinking of you because you are in their mind because of the energy I just sent. It's up to them if they think about you past that, right? But you're there because of the dedication. Now, this note comes from Anonymous, and they're in Toronto. To the love I let go, I see you everywhere. I see you in strangers' faces. I see you when I watch my favorite show. I see you when I walk down the street, in the songs we once played together. Thank you for being my once in a lifetime lesson. I always regret letting you go, but can't really travel back to the past and change things now, can you? And the song they want to dedicate is Back to December by Taylor Swift. And this is going to be Taylor's version. Okay, we always play Taylor's version. We don't want to play the other ones. All right, so let's play this. It is hard to believe that it's my first Taylor Swift dedication. I was wondering when somebody was going to request her. I'm glad somebody did. I love Taylor. I think she is absolutely awesome. And speaking of love, come on. The love story she's got going on is just amazing. Amazing. The whole thing. Those two are very good together. And I wish them nothing but the best of luck and lots of love for decades to come for both of them. But with this song and this dedication, sometimes some loves are meant to last a season, right? Not a lifetime, just meant to be a blip in the night in the grand scheme of things, right? But it doesn't make them any less important. Every time we have a relationship, whether it does last a season or a lifetime or a few years, right? It helps to teach us who we are, what we want, and sometimes what we won't settle for again. Very important. If you've ever looked back with gratitude, even on the ones that didn't last, drop me a little emoji in the chat. Every relationship brings us something. We may not like what it brings us. We may not like what it leaves us with. But every relationship brings us something. And there is a reason why we're having it, right? You know, music like this, like the song of Killers, Back to December, it can let us grieve and celebrate at the same time. Holding memory into melody, keeping love alive even when it's gone. True story. Yes. Absolutely. Which brings to our romantic movie of the week. And this is one of my favorite movies ever. Watched it so many times. It is Sleepless in Seattle, 1993. This was such a good movie. It's a story of serendipity, right? It's a late night radio call, and they happen to call into a woman who is helping people with relationships, right? And the idea that love will always find a way. And I am, oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, you must. You must see it. Unfortunately, the theme song for the movie was my song with my second husband, but nonetheless, it is a very good movie. It tugs at the heartstrings. And if you have not seen Sleepless in Seattle, it is playing someplace on streaming somewhere. Please watch it, because you will love it. It was 1993, which seems like a really long time ago, because it kind of was. But it is such a good movie, and it holds weight today. It just does. You know, the movie also begs to answer, or actually begs, not begs to answer. It begs to ask the question, do you believe in destiny? Are people destined to be together? Are they fated into having a relationship? I admit, you know, I don't. I'm not a lie. But I think destiny really only works if we're brave enough to answer it when it knocks. Yeah. If you've ever had a love story that felt just like a little bit of fate or destiny, you know, drop me an emoji in the chat. I believe I had this twice. Both to my ex-husbands, and I've had a couple of relationships in between the ex-husbands that, you know, got a knock. And romantic films like this remind us that love has its own timing, and sometimes it's really inconvenient. Sometimes it's miraculous, but it's always surprising, right? That's the thing about love. And when you're not looking for it is usually when it shows up. If you're single and you're not looking for love, you're like, I have had enough of this stuff. It'll show up at the most, what you would think would be the most inopportune time. But it's there. Love this movie. So let's move on to tonight's quick fire tip, shall we? Try, if you're in a relationship, try the 3-second kiss. The next time you lean in to kiss your partner, don't rush. Don't make this one of those, you know, quick pecks and see you later. See you later, honey. Love you. Just hold it for 3 seconds longer than usual. Just 3. That's it. You'll be amazed how that pause can change everything. It's kind of a way of saying, I'm here. I want you, and I'm not rushing through this moment. Give it a try. Let me know how it is in 2 weeks when we're back. Because it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be present in a relationship. And taking that extra time for that kiss can send that extra sizzle that you both are looking for. Just saying. Don't take my word for it. Try it. They come back and tell me, right? Right. Now, this last dedication, if I try, I do four an hour, if I try to do four, this last note here comes from Rachel in Denver to her best friend turned into love. Yes. We used to laugh about how unlucky we both were at dating. Turned out, we were just waiting for each other. And the song they're asking for is You're Still the One. I think this has been requested before. You're Still the One by Shania Twain. So this would be the remake of the original. All right, let's play her. Shania Twain, yes, You're Still the One. I can't remember who did the original, but it was part of Coca-Cola's campaign, obviously for Coke, back in the, if I remember correctly, back in the 70s. It was early 80s when they did that campaign. For those of you who are advertisement nerds, and I know you're out there, let me know when Coca-Cola used this song to promote Coke. You're Still the One. Talking about Coke. Yes. Oh, I love that song. Sometimes, you know, the best love stories are not really dramatic, right? They're patient. They were right all along, just waiting for the timing to catch up. Love, love. And lots of times, love was once hiding in plain sight. Yes, thank you. Thank you for all the hearts tonight, too, guys. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just to remind you, I will not be here next Friday because I'll be at the John Waite concert in Kent having a good old time. And it is my 40th high school reunion weekend. It's going to be good times, I'm sure. And you know, I have a lot of plans for Love Notes, the show, and different things I want to do, but I can't do those things until more people listen to the show. So if you like this, you want to be supportive, and I hope you do, please join me on Friday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Did I have the sleepover? Not yet. The sleepover is in October. That's going to be fun. The slumber party. The adult slumber party with plenty of adult drinks. It's going to be there. And much food that I shouldn't eat anymore, but it's going to be good going in, not so good coming out. Yeah. No, it's closer to mid-October is when it's at. But if you like talking about love, thinking about love, putting love out there to the world, oh, in activity. I forget. What do I have to do? You know. What is that? Don't do that. Complete the verification. Trying to kick me off. Come on, TikTok. I'm almost done. give me a chance. Anyways, I want to thank you for joining me tonight on Love Notes. We celebrated playfulness, presence, bittersweet memories, and serendipitous love. Yes. If you like your story or song featured in 2 weeks, remember, 2 weeks next week. It's very important. I won't be here. Please submit it through the Passion Zone, or you can do the link in my bio here. Oh, now you give me the puzzle piece. Oh, crying out loud. Join me every Friday for Love Notes, except for next Friday, where romance, fantasy, and soul deep connection. Gotta love it. Take center stage. Until next time, my loves, may your weekend be full of warmth, laughter, and love that lingers.